Hi there, and welcome to the Man in the Van podcast, your regular audio drive time companion, where our main aim is education through a conversation. Through our conversations, delve deep into all things related to the tradesperson contracting community, from news to education to industry happenings, helping you do better business while building a better and improved South African tradesman and women contracting community. Thanks for tuning in. Let's start the conversation.
The scope in the plumbing sector is much greater than what many of us realize. So if you own a plumbing company, it may be interesting for you to hear how a plumbing company, the UPP Group, has developed from its humble beginnings into the group that it is today. My name is Willem Klopper. I'm your host. And in this episode, I welcome my guests, Duncan and Mandy Kale. Thanks a stack, guys, for joining me in studio. Thanks for your time and effort in being here.
Thank you for the invitation. It's great being here.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation.
Just before we give our guests the opportunity to introduce themselves, have a listen to this. This episode is brought to you by Advanced Valves. This year, various role players in the plumbing industry will gather once more for an ultimate boxing showdown, and it's all in the name of charity.
Yes, the plumbing industry is gearing up for this year's Champions for Charity boxing match.
This white-collar boxing event will ultimately see various average Joes step into the ring and give boxing a bash.
If you want to find out more about sponsorships or want to get involved, please email c4c@pirb.co.za for more.
We've got much to chat about. We're talking in this episode, we're talking about the fact that there's so much scope in the plumbing sector, yes, and be that for companies and businesses, you know, plumbing companies and businesses, but also for the plumbers in their career and personally, for them to grow and to develop. There's so much scope. And yes, we're talking about the plumbing industry because, the biggest part of our audience is the plumbing sector. But the fact is that applies to life in general as well. You know, we limit ourselves sometimes in life and by not realizing what potential there is and what, you know, the greatness of life and the many things that we can do and the potential within ourselves. What an interesting topic to do today. I'm very happy to have the two of you here. I'm sure that, what we're going to discuss is going to carry great value to our audience. But I've got quite a few questions for you, all right? But before I fire away, this is my normal ritual. I just want the both of you, just each of you, to introduce yourself to the audience, please.
All right, welcome everyone. My name is Duncan. Surname is Keel, and
I pronounced it incorrectly.
It's okay.
many people do.
It's like Neil Keel. There you Neil go. Keel.
My apologies.
No worries. I'm humbled by that. So my name is Duncan, and traditionally in the UPP group, we call the visionary, which is, it's a new role for me, but it's an exciting role, and it's about taking your company, the UPP group, to newer heights and taking them in a direction that people can see. So basically my job is to put the name on the bus so that whoever's getting on the bus can see where we're going. And so that's what I do. So, and Mandy will let you know what she does.
Yeah. So Mandy Keel, and don't stress about the pronunciation of the surname, because when Duncan first came on my radar, I also pronounced it incorrectly. And now it's part of my name too. So Duncan and I are a husband and wife partnership in the business. And for anyone who thinks it does not work, we've been working together since 2008 within this company. And it's an amazing partnership, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Prior to that, I had always worked in the corporate environment. My last job was within Discovery Health, and I worked there for many years. In business development, developing consultants, and in technical marketing. And I joined UPP Under Pressure Plumbing in 2008, as I said. And I just want to touch on what you said when you did your introduction, Willem, about this industry being more than what people see. There is a perception that in South Africa anyway about what the plumbing industry is all about, unprofessional, whatever, they associate that word with. And I had that too prior to coming into the business. And I am so excited to be in this industry. It is an amazing industry to be involved in. And I think people need to really look at what it is that plumbing businesses provide out there.
Mandy, the fact is I'm guilty of that too. I did not realize what a complex trade and what an intricate trade, did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes.
Intricate trade plumbing is. You know, the knowledge that plumbers should have. You know, these people always look at the skilled trades people as if, you know what, they didn't fare well in school academically, so they chose a career in the skilled trades where they can work with their hands. What?
Yeah.
Come and try plumbing. Come and try and see what the standards say, how things should be done. And you know what, that if things are done incorrectly, it endangers, it can pose a risk on the consumer's life and health. Mm. And, that's, people don't understand that until they listen to podcasts like the technical podcasts that we sometimes have. Mm. We've got technical gurus coming in from the plumbing industry who talk about the technical aspects. And I share that with friends and family, and their eyes grow so wide because they never knew how complicated plumbing work actually is.
Mm.
But the thing is also that the people within the plumbing trade, the value that they have, the value that they bring with their trade, but the potential that people in the trade have, people look, the public may look at plumbers and say, he didn't fare well academically, so he must not be very intellectual. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I have met, I haven't met an unintellectual plumber yet. What a misperception. And Mandy, the fact is, and Duncan, you may agree, that it's not only the consumers that sometimes have that perception of plumbing industry. There may be plumbers who also sort of don't realize their full potential and their full value.
Yeah.
And hence we're having conversations and podcasts like the one that we're having now. It's to tell people that, hey, you know what? Recognize your value, recognize the potential in you, recognize that there's scope for you as a person to grow. There's a scope for you within the plumbing sector, within the business and life in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I completely, completely agree. And that has been my experience as well. And the reality is people, the how people perceive themselves is influenced by their environment. So exactly what you said, if someone studied to become a plumber or electrician or anything in that trade, there is that thing that people believe that you didn't fare well academically in school, so you go to a trade school. Mm. I mean, when I grew up, if there was someone in my family who wasn't faring academically, they would tell the parents, my uncle, aunt, saying, send them to a trade school.
Mm.
You know, like it's a less of a thing and you don't need to be that brainy. And so, and that's very sad. And I think that belief then attaches itself to that person. Mm. So they believe that they've got this qualification, but it doesn't have as much value as being a teacher or a doctor or whatever.
An attorney or whatever the case may be.
No. Mm. And my experience since I've become part of this industry is that there is such value in this industry. And, one of my passions, and we will chat about this during this podcast, is to break those limiting beliefs that people have within this industry. And I'm very passionate about that.
Mm. Great industry when you know the environment that you live in is a growth environment.
Ah.
And for me, it's about, the soil condition. It's about the weather. Mm. It's about the breathing space that you have in this environment. And I think for anything to grow, you need to have, that mindset that I can grow.
Yep.
If I plant a seed in someone today, maybe it's just a plumber. Maybe it's a guy that, in my version of a plumber is I call you an artisan and I call you an artist.
Yep.
And that's what the plumber for me is. And that's what I want to help with the plumbers out there today is to say, stop calling yourself just a plumber.
Exactly.
Call yourself an artist.
Yeah.
And you know what? And an artist makes beautiful music. And that's what we are about. So,
We do it with different pipes, different instruments.
We do. And that when there's a great melody, yeah?
Yeah.
Everybody can listen to that song over and over again.
Who doesn't
and,
like singing in the shower?
Oh, I love singing in the shower, man.
Just before we continue the conversation, have a listen to this.
Introducing the Plumbing Industry Registration Board Company Registration Portal. Now you can register your company to have access to more benefits, including purchasing and allocating certificates of compliance to your PRB registered employees. Visit www.pirb.co.za to find out more information. Plumber training has never been easier with articulated plumber courses. Enroll now to upskill yourself at your own pace and earn CPD points. Our informative and easy to follow courses can be found on iopsitraining.co.za. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Articulated Plumber.
Welcome back. We'd like to remind you that this episode is brought to you by Advanced Valves. Duncan and Mandy, we've got the visionary and the dreamer, and we've got the implementer.
Yeah.
And you're husband and wife, but you're also partners in business, and you run the UPP group together.
That's correct.
What does UPP stand for? What is UPP? Tell us about the company. Let's go into what the UPP is about.
So UPP used to, obviously when we were traditionally a plumbing company, used to be Under Pressure Plumbing. But then we left that name and we opened up the group in 2018. And UPP actually stands for Unlocking People's Potential.
Uh-huh.
And it also could mean Unlocking Personal Potential.
Yeah.
So it's a group and a one-on-one, and that comes into play with our, you know, our mentorship and our coaching programs and stuff that we offer. And, you know, when I was growing up, I thought that when do I ever have a big brother? When do I have someone around me that can help me grow and help me learn to understand what values are and core values? And so, you know, we've been working on our vision. We've been working, and especially as a visionary, I look at 10 years vision. And then I break it down to a 3-year, then a 1-year, and then we have quarterly, sort of, we call them quarterly sessions, where we almost go down to every week we have a 90-minute meeting. And that's how we see and work according to our vision, is knowing that in 10 years we're going to be there. And what's great about a vision, I think, is that when you can actually see it. And the thing about empowerment and what UPP does, unlocking that potential, is unlocking that vision in you and saying, you know what, hold on. I want to see that vision. I want to know, get excited. I want to get passionate about what I do. And if I'm part of a company or part of an environment or a community, I want to step out there and I want to make a difference, not just make a living. So I think that's what UPP is all about. It's really about that.
Listen, and here I was thinking that I was going to have an interview with just a plumber.
Just a plumber. Huh?
All pun intended. it's so awesome. You know what? UPP, Under Pressure Plumbing, that was what the name of your company is. But I love how you just sort of brought in that personal perspective and the fact that people have potential. Unlocking plumbing potential,
there
unlocking people's potential, unlocking personal potential.
It's all. It's a group. It's the community. It's the personal.
So UPP, you obviously do your normal plumbing business. I went onto your website before I invited you for this podcast, and I saw that you guys do sort of your more commercial plumbing as well, not just your routine maintenance and repairs of plumbing and residential plumbing, but also commercial plumbing. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So we have three, if you call it, pillars. So we have the maintenance. And maintenance is not just, you know, maintenance can be into residential maintenance and it can be into commercial maintenance. Uh-huh. So commercial maintenance is, we look after, shout out to Redefine, you know, big companies like that we've done work for the last 14 years. And, you know, their slogan is, we're not landlords, we people. So, you know, we use that line with them all the time. It's great. But the difference is that we've learned through the commercial is, like, you know, you can look after, you know, big buildings, you look after big systems, stuff like that. And once you kind of get to that level, you kind of know, you know, how things work. Then we move into our project section, which is, you know, all about fit outs, and it's about, you know, revamps and stuff like that, where we do a lot of work for design companies, stuff like that. So let's say Redefine, once again, are moving in a new tenant and we have to redo the fit outs, where it comes in, you've got these special gyms and you've got special coffee machines and all sorts of different things like that. So we do a lot of that. And then obviously we've introduced our water solutions. So about 4 or 5 years ago, we started getting into the water solutions. And water solutions, smart metering, filtration, you know, looking at rainwater harvesting, you know, looking at backup water, looking at now, even going even further than that, is return on investment on water. So with like Redefine and that, they're looking to, you know, access water. How can they bring their water bills down? How can they offer electricity, water? So that's where we've come into the section where, you know, we almost like drill a borehole, extract the water, filter it, pump it back into the building, put smart meters, manage the whole system, SLA after that. It's a relationship going on and on and on. So
I was saying in the introduction to this podcast, to this episode, I was saying there's so much scope within the plumbing industry. It is not just a matter of fitting pipes together and installing geysers and installing toilets. There's so much more that can be done. And hence we're having conversations like this. It's for plumbers out there, for the people who work in the skilled trades and people who work in the plumbing industry to realize this, to see that you've begun as a plumbing company, but you've sort of developed, you've expanded the type of services that you provide, the type of solutions. You've become a solutions provider rather than an isolated service provider.
Yeah.
And you know, it's awesome to hear that, because that should sort of be inspiration to our audience, to you, the listener out there. You know, you may be owning your own plumbing company, and you may start little. You may start with yourself and just one learner plumber or one technician or operator that works with you. But that can grow into a full-on business with multiple trucks in the field, and then expand into different types of services that you deliver, like the UPP did.
And that's exactly how Duncan started, and it was only maintenance. That's how he started the business, and we've evolved into so much more than that. I mean, we also do building audits for our commercial clients, etc., and there's a lot of scope of work that comes out of that, and different and a variety of scopes of work that comes out of that. And that's amazing, because you also need to understand that technology comes into the plumbing industry as well. There's new technology all the time, new ways of doing things, new products, more efficiencies. And so buildings that have been standing around there, and the example that Duncan used, you know, those buildings might have been built however many years ago. And there are things, solutions that we can provide into those buildings now from a water perspective to make it so much more efficient. And it's exciting. It's so exciting. It just, yeah.
Again, that value contribution, that value addition.
Absolutely.
It's not just a service that you provide and a solution. It's the value that whatever service and solution you provide to your customer adds to the greater picture.
Mm. Not our customer.
Not our customer.
It's never our customer.
We call them clients.
So we have a model, go from we take customers and then we convert them into clients.
Yeah.
So it's about a relationship. It's about growing that having that client for 15, 20 years as opposed to just a walk-in, in and out.
Yeah.
And I think that value is building a relationship with a client. So, you know, even on a consulting basis where they would call you in to say, okay, how can I save money on a building, on an audit? So we can say, you know, this area here, we start from right where the water comes in to where it goes out, and how can we manage it? How can we add value to you? And you know what? Teaching guys also to be empowered by doing that and adding value to more and more.
Yes. I love that perspective. And then it steers into my next question that I have for you, which is UPP's, I mean, Before we go into that question, just to touch quickly on, all right, so you do the plumbing, but you've also expanded into coaching, mentoring, and training and those kind of things. Just elaborate a little bit on that quickly.
So a couple of years ago, you know, I used to have a call a day or two calls a day. And so I'm going to give a shout out to our WhatsApp group that we started 5 years ago. It's called the Plummet with Passion.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a Facebook page. So if you guys are keen to, and this is started off with about a couple of guys, some plumbers. And so we started networking together and understand. So we used to have bras at our office and bring some suppliers in and just, you know, get to know the community. And some of the guys from PRB and IPSA used to come in. Brendan, I brought up, you know, Brendan Reynolds, and, you know, we just started this relationship, and then suddenly this group became not 60 guys. So it's like 60 pucker plumbers all talking, showing their stuff. You know what? And what's nice about that community is that the guys actually, they don't just send the bad work all the time.
Yeah.
So if a guy's done a great job, he posts it on the group, and oaks are going, wow, you know, some oaks post like, pictures of Ferrari saying, you know, that's my next vision, you know. So it just inspires guys. And then, you know what, we've built this community. And I think a lot of the guys, I always get the guys saying, hey, come, you know, can you join this group? Can you come on? So, you know, and it's for us, it's built this community, but it's also, you know, led into so much more. And I used to get calls every day, guys saying, Dunk, can you help me with this? Dunk, I don't know how to do a tender. Dunk, can you just explain to me the solution here? I've got this client, blah, blah, blah. And obviously coming from a commercial background, you know, in terms of maintenance, you've got to know some stuff. And obviously being, you know, who I am is I've never ever taken down a job. I'd always go and, you know, I see an opportunity, I go and I want to learn. So I, for me, it's about skill set. It's about learning. So knowledge just came. It was there. So I get guys phoning me, say, help me out. So that's where I, you know, we started this mentorship thing. So where, you know, a guy can come in to us and say, Dunk, I want you to mentor me, you know, 1 hour a week, or is it 2 hours a month, or put me on a program for a year, put me on a program for 2 years, you know, teach me, coach me. I mean, Manny and I have done 10 years of coaching, you know, with different people. So, I mean, shout out to Barlow World. They've sponsored us for 4 years. We've been on the Race Corps program. We've been Action Coach. You know, we have done, you know, coaching. And we've personally done, you know, mentorship coaching. We've even qualified as a John Maxwell accredited coach. You know, so mentorship, leadership, coaching, that's what we do now. And obviously we've turned our office into a bit of a coaching sort of hub where people can come in there. You can do it virtually, hybrid approach, whatever it is that you want. We can apply that into your skill. We can grow you. And not only are we going to grow you as a small plumbing business, we want to teach you about tendering. We want to teach you about building relationship. We want to tell you about sales. We want to teach you about operations. We want to teach you about how to invoice properly, how to collect money. There's an art to collecting money. So the most exciting job in the world is when you can get money out of people. And it's about that skill that you have. And then eventually from there, we have the last part, which is growth. And growth is where you have to have, everybody needs a coach. Mm. Everybody needs a mentor. Everybody needs someone that's going to plow some value into their life so that they can take that value and go and multiply it into the community.
And then transfer that to the next generation.
Love it.
And then just keep on developing, growing.
That's what it's about. And I think that's where the key is that don't think about yourself. Build the inside, yes, but give it to other guys. Give the empowerment model to them. Let them learn. Teach them how to teach others. Because for me, it's not being about, you know, I'm successful. I've reached the limit of where I am. But for me, it's different. It's about being significant. And now significant is about, you know, you being successful, but it's about how successful you make others. And when you see people around you growing, and I've seen the guys, I can tell you they've come through our business, many, many guys out there all running their own businesses. And that's what created our Subby model, you know, where we work with in partnership with guys. You know, they want to come and learn. So they're a small business. They want to learn. They want to grow. So we put them on some challenging jobs. Give them some challenges so that they can actually go, whoa, you know what? Butt welding is not as easy as you think it is. You know?
Take them out of that comfort zone.
Oh, yeah, comfort zone.
Because I mean, that's when people develop.
Exactly.
That's when they reach their potential.
Put them under pressure. And, you know, and that's what was initially was us. What is under pressure all about? Well, you know what?
And I just want to touch on something. You mentioned earlier on, you know, the aspiration of going from that one person plumbing business and to developing into a proper fully fledged company with staff and so forth. And I think, so for me, the passion for mentoring and coaching in this environment has also stemmed from the hard knocks that we have experienced. I mean, Duncan had grown this business where there were 200 and odd staff members at one stage, some of them permanently employed, some of them on contract, etc. And then that whole 2007, 2008, you know, when the economy dipped and retrenched. I mean, we've been through that. And also running a business without proper systems and understanding the impact that that has on your business and having to evolve to understand that for you to run a business properly, you know, if you start up a plumbing company because you're a qualified plumber, when you are doing your qualifications, no one's really teaching you how to run a business, how to be compliant with SARS, how to, you know, how to do your, have a proper system for quoting, managing your stock,
human how to resources. Quote.
And yeah, and all of those things, there's so many, there's such complexity in running a business. And so that is also where we coach into in helping people put the putting those structures in place. Because you can have jobs coming out of your ears, but if you don't have your structures in place, you're going to be working so hard every single month, and you get to the end of the month and you're just about covering your bills and putting bread on the table. And then you become despondent and thinking, you know, then you almost start believing what people believe about you.
Exactly.
Looking smart.
And you don't have to.
Yeah. And that's when you stop realizing your own value and your own potential. Mm. It's that you're just breaking even every month, and that's sufficient for you. Mm. That's sufficient. And there is so much more. There's so much more. There's so much room to grow and expand. And like you said, Mandy, I love the fact that you guys are a plumbing company now applying and helping others through your mentorship programs, through your leadership development programs, for other people to delve in and mine in from them that potential that they have, mm-hmm. and help them to reach that. And help them to grow and develop, learn about business, learn about interpersonal skills. They may be a great plumber, but how do they interact with their staff? How do they interact with customers? And those are the skills that people need. They need that to make a business successful. You cannot just be good with your trade and the skills needed to perfect your trade. You also need the softer skills. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome to hear how, again, I keep reiterating myself in this conversation that the scope within it's not just fitting pipes together there's so much more than people can do in the plumbing industry. You're a plumbing company who developed and you expanded your services, and now you're also doing the mentoring and the coaching and those kind of things. It's astounding. Mm.
Just before we continue the conversation, have a listen to this.
Don't forget to download the all-new and improved App Plumber from the Google Play Store. All your plumbing solutions are just a click away, exclusively for Android users.
At Advanced Valves, respect and integrity are our core values. This means our products have been manufactured with the proud plumber in mind, the one who does not compromise on quality, the proud plumber who saves his customers money and time. You, who values the importance of using SABS-approved products, visit your nearest plumbing store to purchase SA's preferred valve brand. Advanced Valves, your trusted leader in building your reputation. Also available on App Plumber.
I want to just chat a little bit about training. We were speaking about growing the industry through empowerment and skills development, among other things. Do you also do other sorts of training? Yes, it's the mentoring, it's the coaching, but you also do sort of help people with the actual, let's call it the hard skills.
Mm. So you mean the actual plumbing skills?
Yeah.
We tend to leave that up to our ops and, you know, the programs that they've got, because we can't provide. So Duncan can give advice if someone says, hey, Dunks, how do you do this? And they do that on the Plummet with Passion group. But they're all qualified plumbers. And so what we do is, like Duncan mentioned earlier on, we'd often invite suppliers or manufacturers of specific products that can be used, and we get guys around, and then there'll be a training on that. But we get the people that are from that manufacturing, from that product to come in do the training. When it comes to being qualified to be a plumber, we can't certify that. So that we leave to, that's their field. And I know you guys, I have been in awe of what PRB and our OPSA have been doing this past few years, because I think with everything that's been done from the regulatory bodies, yourselves, etc., together with, the other plumbing companies probably out there with the same kind of passion that we do. And I think together, we can make that difference. So from the plumbing skill side of things, as well as all the other things that we've been talking about, how to run a business, how to leadership in business, business processes, operations, to have that fully formed companies out there. And it's a journey that we're all going to be going on, but it's an exciting journey, and it's going to be exciting to see how things change over the next couple of years.
So I think, you know, from my side is that, you know, when I talk about mentorship, what I really mean is that, you know, taking on a big brother, you know, is like what you do. You help someone along the journey. And often that can start off as a Red Seal plumber. But we all know that a guy who comes out of the trade, Red Seal, he's like, hey, I'm a plumber. Then I'll give him a job and he go, oh, my goodness, I didn't study this. Or, no, I don't know how to do that.
I wasn't taught this.
I wasn't taught that, you know. So, and I think for mentorship, that's why, you know, when we join the community or we mentor someone, we teach them, you know, the basics. So we have even, we call it the project management life cycle we use in our company. And it's like teaching you to evaluate first. So before you, like when you go to a project, you look at it, you evaluate and you analyze. You analyze the client, you get the brief from the client, and then you get your brief, and you've got to structure that brief so that both is in line with delivering a solution. And then you get to the design post where you're designing this, break it down into what you're going to need, stuff like that. And then we move into the develop where you develop a quote. Now, those are four steps. Most plumbers just go, okay, implementation, let's go. Mm-hmm. You know, and they can't understand why they don't actually make money. It's because they haven't counted the cost. They haven't designed. You know, when you look at vision, you look at the whole story. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like we it's use like the
you
example
have to
of
have an holistic view.
Of course, it's like we use the chicken in the chicken pen story. It's an analogy where the chickens are just picking up little seeds and they're looking up and they're picking. So they're busy. And then the eagle's just flying over and he's checking this all out and you can see the whole farm, man. You know, and so for us, it's about, you know, teaching guys to see, like monitoring. How do you monitor your client for 15 years? You know, you've got to understand that there's a bigger picture here. And I think for us is that when you get into that mentorship program, guys will see the value in it. They'll say, Dunk, whoa, my goodness, I did not even know how to do that. And then you can say, you know what? And then I say to the guys, you know, come and spend some time with me. I'll train you. I'll coach you. But now you go and do the same with someone else. And that's one of our values is go out and take that skill that you have learned and go and give it to someone else. And that's where the giving back must come.
Yeah. So one of the other areas where we do come alongside in terms of training is apprenticeships. Mm. So we're very excited. We've got our first female apprentice starting tomorrow. Because I think that's another exciting area. So, Willem, you're going to have to reconsider man in the van. I'm just telling you now.
Man in the van? What is that? Where's the woman?
Ooh, man in the van. I love the name, though. It's so cool and it's catchy. So there's just so much scope out there and so much opportunity out there. And just like we said, you know, just a plummet, it puts things in a box. I think even this whole industry opening up to people understanding that plumbing is not just a man's job. We've got a number of qualified plumbers out there in the industry, like Lorraine Moy, you know, at IOPSA. I mean, she's amazing.
With women in plumbing.
Yeah.
I mean, she is so inspirational. And so... you know, so we have started forging that relationship as well. And I'm so excited. I can't wait to see where that goes. And training and mentorship and coaching is just such a fundamental part of growing this industry. And we need to be open to it.
It's all about transformation. So transformation for us in one of our values is, you know, we call it the ships of life. Mm. Okay, so hardship, relationship, ownership, mentorship, apprenticeship. I mean, there are so many ships that we can go through. But, you know, if you just think about which ship do I want to get on today? Okay, let me learn about relationship. I mean, geez, you know, just there are so many things in relationships that people don't understand. I mean, how do you turn a customer into a client? It's got to be about relationship. So, you know, you've got to walk in the room and you've got to know what to say, but you've also got to know how to deal with a stroppy client, or you've got to know, like, you know, like maybe he's having a bad day, or, you know, you've got to sort of learn to gauge and you've got to learn to say, okay, hold on, calm down. When you're doing a project like at Santa City and it's a 14 million rand and you've got to move a hot water line, 108 copper, and you've got 4 hours to shut down and put it back, you know, and there's 8 lines, you know, you've got to think fast. You've got to know what you're doing and, you know, you've got to have everything planned. And, you know, and that's the thing is that guys don't understand that plumbers are artists, man. I can tell you, I've watched some great guys, and I mean, I've grown up with some guys in the industry. Shout out to Geezers, shout out to Clive Bartman. You know, there are guys in the industry. I mean, even Plum Time Plumbers, the guys that have Rob Skuman, these are guys that I've been under my wing for many years, and they are successful guys now. They are making a difference. And you know what? I'm giving a shout out to those guys is because, you know, they have gone through the hard knocks. They have understood some of the, you know, some of the sort of the journeys, the hardships. Mm. And I think, you know, for everyone, you know, in terms of what relationship you build with suppliers. I mean, I even train my guys to what work can you get out of a supplier? So, I mean, geez, we have partnerships with guys like JoJo. I mean, we've like Grant, the guys at JoJo have, you know, we've engaged with them. And we've like said, you know what, guys, let's take this water for life to another level. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. You know, and it's like even with the PRB guys, like, you know, mates like Malcolm from Hoskin and these guys that I've grown up with. They have inspired me and given me, you know, direction. When I needed to know about a costing module or something like that, they were there to help me, you know. Shout out to Brendan from IOPSA. I think he has done, for me, him and I only met 4 years ago, but our relationship is so strong now. And I think what he's doing in you know, at IOPSA, I promise you, he's switched on. He talks, I mean, him and I, we can sit around and have a coffee and, you know, the passion that is there for the industry. Mm. Him and I talk that same language. We connect. You know when you connect with someone or you walk into a room of plumbers and everybody just connects. It's so lekker. So, you know, shout out to the guys in the industry. Shout out to even our staff, our guys that work for, you know, have worked in our business and are now running their own businesses. Mm. I mean, I don't know, I can talk to all the guys in the industry. They'll probably know my name and then I'll say, hey, Dunk, I know that guy. You know what? He's hard. He taught me well. But, you know, it's like when you're in the army. You know, you go through that basic training. It's you get your hut scorp.
You've got to get broken down.
Go fetch that leaf, you know.
Built up again.
And you see, so you've got to go through those hardships and you've got to go through the mentorships. You've got to go through the coaching side of it, you know. And that's where we come in and we help guys. I mean – you know, I've been doing it for years. I just, you know, I never put a rand value. I mean, I make the guys charge. They must pay for it because, you know, they must know that, you know, if you're going to get a professional coach, you must pay for it, you know.
But Duncan, just before we started recording, we also mentioned the fact that if people don't commit, if they don't financially commit, how easily it is for them to just, it is just easy to just stop and give up and don't continue with it. Yeah.
Exactly. So I think, yeah, that model is great. And, you know, teaching guys to know how to collect money. Because, you know, we'll always say, you know, we'll give you 10% or whatever. Mm. How do you deal with a big corporate oak or a big construction company that wants to cut you 20% on all your jobs? You know, you got to learn how to fight. You got to learn how to talk to the guy. And you know what? And just say to him, listen, you know, if my plumbing's like a Lamborghini standard, why is your paying not so good?
Exactly.
You know, so come on, man.
Yeah.
Let's have that conversation. Let's be able to get to, you know, put it on the table and talk about where my service was lacking. And that's okay. I'll take a knock for my lack of service or my lack of commitment or whatever it is. But you know what? I'm a pucker plumber and I've started from the basics. I've done the BIFSA, you know, where we go out to springs and, you know, we did the proper laying the drain on your own, earthenware, lead piping, I mean, copper, galvanized. Oh, you know, been through it. I've had my disasters with the plastic piping systems, you know, so... You know, and but you learn, you evolve. And I think that's for me is that growth environment, which is, you know, that value of growth is so important.
I think you're saying something so important over there because people see mistakes as a failure and a failure is a bad thing.
Yeah. Not your enemy.
But listen, we all make mistakes. It's how you act on that mistake that is important.
We can and fail forward. We can learn from our...
Absolutely.
Some of my best clients have been the ones I've cocked up the most.
Mm.
But when I went back... And because I have a relationship with him, I said, Dunk, have a second.
And you know what? Accountability.
And you show accountability.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
And I think, you know what? Then those clients have become my best clients. And they will know that, you know what? They come back. Mm. They come and they fix. Mm. If they do mess up, because everybody messes up.
Yeah.
And I mean, think of the subby model. You get guys that go out there a little bit fresh. You know, they might not have known the skills, but they learn. And then what we do is saying, you know what? I'm calling you back to go and do that job.
Mm.
I'm just going to make sure you go back. And what I want you to do is go and talk to the client.
Mm.
Because I let the client know that I'm using a subby. I'm that's my empowerment model.
Mm.
And basically, if he cocks up, you know what? Now this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And we give him that guarantee. Mm. You know, that guarantee that, you know what? If something does go wrong. I mean, we had a hair salon once that just went totally wrong. And you know what? We went back and we fixed it and we did more. So one of our other values is exceeding expectation.
Yeah. Mm.
So we exceeded expectation by going back, fixing up. I paid for it, but I also made my guy cough in a little bit and say, you know what? You did mess up. You didn't follow the process.
Yeah.
You know? And you know what? Accountability is a great way. Mm. Definitely.
Accountability. Just before we say goodbye, have a listen to this.
Are you a tradesperson or a trading company that is looking for a platform to market your services? Let Articulated speed up the process for you. You can use our podcast to sell your services. Email us for a quote at organizer@articulated.co.za. You can also visit our website at www.articulated.co.za.
Would like to encourage our audience to follow Articulated Plumber on Instagram and Facebook, not only to find out more about the Man in the Van podcast, but also to learn more about any exciting and interesting news that we may have. Our handle on both Instagram and Facebook is Articulated Plumber.
Mandy Duncan, we're drawing to a close of this episode. We've exceeded our time, but we couldn't have done it otherwise. We can carry on for hours about these things. And I know that a lot of our listeners, you, the listener out there, there are going to be questions. People will want to find out more. They would want to make contact with you. Mm. How and where can they make contact with you? Do you guys have a website that they can go and visit?
So our website is www.upp.co.za. So there's everything that we about is on that site. But they're welcome to contact us via our office as well and ask questions on any of the things that we discussed. And that's 011-792-6222. Easy number.
as easy as the website.
As easy as that, yeah. And we look forward to engaging. I think, that's what we love doing. We love engaging with people.
Well, you can email relationships. Yeah. Yeah.
Email address?
Yeah, so it's just Duncan@UPP or Mandy@UPP, and then that's it. I mean, if you send me a mail, then we can talk to you about the programs that we run, or we can talk to you about the mentorship. It's all about that.
Let's continue to build this plumbing industry community. It's building the relationships with all the stakeholders involved and building the network. We can call it networking. Some people call it networking, but it's building the community.
It's network, not net-sit. It's network. Yeah, well, there's work to be done.
Yeah.
10 out of 10. Duncan and Mandy, thanks a stack once again for the valuable information that you have shared with our audience, for what you're doing for people personally, for what you're doing for the plumbing trade, plumbing industry, for your time and effort in having joined me in studio.
No, thank you, Willem.
And Willem, for me, to you, is to say, you know what, you're doing a great thing. You're getting a voice out there and you're connecting people together, which is inspiring others. So, from us, we're always about adding value to people, but I think you add a lot of value to this industry and what you're doing here, guys. Shout out to you guys, because, awesome. It's special. And let's start more of these, man. Come on.
Let's do it. Lastly, thanks a stack to our audience. We will definitely see you again next time. Finally, it's time to switch off this engine. Cheerio.
Man in the Van Podcast, your regular audio drive time companion.